Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says Manchester United will fight to delay Man City's title celebrations for as long as they can. Defeat for United against Aston Villa on Sunday would have sealed City's third title in 4 years after the leaders lost to Chelsea on Saturday, but Solskjaer's side fought back to win 3-1 at Villa Park. The United boss told BBC Sport, "At least we don't travel back to a party on the blue side tonight. It's a good thing. It's the best thing we're not to drive into a blue army. We'll try to delay it as long as we can." Solskjaer, who side of 10 points behind Man City with a game in hand, admitted United were to pull off the biggest upset in football history to win a first Premier League title since 2013. The victory capped off a good week after reaching the Europa League final, but the loss of Harry Maguire to injury was a concern. On the extent of the problem, Solskjaer said, "We have a final to look forward to. Hopefully it'll be with Harry Maguire, who knows. It might be a few weeks, might be a couple of days." It was his ankle, lower leg. The ball landed on it and twisted it. He reportedly left Villa Park with a protective boot on to try and shield the injury. In terms of the goals, Bruno Fernandes cancelled out Bertrand Traoré's goal with a penalty. Mason Greenwood and Edinson Cavani wrapped up the scoreline with a 3-1 success. Ollie Watkins seeing red for a second yellow card. Into other news on the injury fronts. Away from the injury front and now to the stats. And Bruno Fernandes stepped up to take a penalty against Aston Villa. Of course, the outcome was never in doubt. His record from the penalty spot is a near immaculate one. He's not quite United's all-time leading penalty goal scorer, but he soon will be at this rate. He's got 21 penalties for United. It's more than Eric Cantona, Cristiano Ronaldo and Dennis Irwin. Currently, Fernandes is third among the penalty goal scorers, where Rooney and Ruud van Nistelrooy have the record between them up top. And Fernandes, though, is well on course to complete that historic rise if he continues in the same vein of form. Conor McGregor has continued his attempt to eventually buy a sports team after suggesting he could purchase Manchester United. He's amassed huge wealth during his time in the UFC and is out of Octagon business plans. He reportedly pocketed just over $90 million when he took on Floyd Mayweather. He could claim he could do big things for a club in the midst of a Super League fallout, the Glazers. McGregor has continued to talk about it, said he's thinking about buying Manchester United. He said he still wants to acquire a sports team. I am still open and I feel I could do big things for a club. Manchester United, of course, fans just want stability at the moment, and reports suggest that the Glazer family are still waiting for more protests to come in the coming weeks. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.